This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 minutes past the hour, it is the Countdown Show featuring Talkers Magazine's top 10 topics of the week, stories, and people. We'll get to all of that. I am Victoria Keel, and I'm joined by Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, and our friend of the show, Joe Crummy, the host and mastermind behind Evil Thoughts, his podcast that you can download wherever you listen to podcasts. So welcome, gentlemen. How are we today?
It's great to be here. Thank you. And, Joe, it's always good to work with you and Victoria. I believe this is the second time we've worked together, so
yes.
I look
this
forward to
it. This might become a thing, Michael.
My goodness, they're talking already. The people are talking. And what I find fascinating, and I think it's worth disclosing it because it's a fascinating aspect of modern media. All three of us are in different parts of the country, and it's being controlled by another person who is in a fourth part of the country. And,
that is correct. Where are you, Michael?
I'm in Massachusetts.
You're in Massachusetts. Okay.
Yes, that's where I spend about three quarters of the year, and I spend the other quarter of the year down in Florida. So I'm still in the northeast part of it, and it's starting to get brisk and cold, and the leaves are blowing around. It's a beautiful time of year. I don't know if I know Joe is out in L.A., and Joe, you're a guy who's been on great radio stations all around the country. Do you remember what the fall in the northeast is like?
Do you remember those days, Joe?
How does one forget?
Yes, no, fall is beautiful. Fall is beautiful. Most recently, I was in New York, and it was beautiful right up until like December 1st. It's gorgeous, and that's when you get your ticket to Florida. Is that right, Michael?
It's hard to get away. You know, there's inertia. When you're in a place, it's hard to move from it, and then when you start moving, it's hard to stop. And I've always found it very difficult at this time of year, whether we go before the holidays, after the holidays. And I have a whole, you know, one of our headquarters is down there, so I have a whole business headquarter down there, and I have to get into that. And I don't know. I'm as I get older, I find myself just liking to stay put. Travel is no longer as much fun as it was. Remember when travel was exciting? You got dressed up to go on an airplane.
Yeah, right? Those are the days. Well,
yeah.
Because we are all spread around the country, like Michael said, Michael's in Massachusetts, I'm in New York City, our studio is in Washington, D.C., and Joe Crummy is out in L.A., we have kind of a unique perspective because all of us are in different states. We are following the news all week long. This was a big, big week for news all across the board, whether you've got L.A., stuff going on with Hollywood scandals where Joe is, lots of tax reform talk, Russia investigations. I mean, the list really could have gone on and on, but thanks to Talkers Magazine, you guys have narrowed it down to the top 10. Michael, why don't you take us through some of the high points if you want to start us out.
All right. And as Victoria just said, I mean, there are many topics on this survey that during normal times, whatever that is or was, would have, been enough to dominate conversation. At number 10, we have the World Series that just concluded. And Joe, to your friends in L.A., my condolences.
Yeah.
Right, really.
A lot of heartbreak in L.A.
They're probably depressed there, I would imagine.
Oh, very depressed, my friends.
I was talking to my kid yesterday who came back from school. I said, how is it? And he goes, oh, it was awful. You know, I'll tell you this. I was thrilled because I was not emotionally involved, and I thought it was because I'm a Yankee fan. I got to tell you, that was a great series. Everybody knows that.
It was great not to be
emotionally involved. I don't know how you could take it if you were a Houston fan or you were a Dodger fan. Some of those games were like two heavyweight fighters just like trading punches. I couldn't have dealt with it, so I was happy that I just watched the games and I thought I was entertained, and I wasn't even a fan. I just loved it, though.
Well, people who didn't have a horse in the race, I mean, it was great for ratings, and it was great to just see a series that wasn't a wash. You know, it was so fun to see a real competition.
Yeah, baseball came out okay in this, and NFL ratings are probably number 10. There's a lot of talk about the NFL having some problems and the deadline trade. So a lot of sports stuff at number 10. At number 9, the Iran missile threats. At number 8, economic news, most of which is positive, which is amazing, isn't it? At number 7, the North Korea nuke program. It's not a show on the radio, it's a program. And the North Korea's nuke program. Who's hosting that? At number 6, the sexual assault cases. It's called the Weinstein effect. It could be higher on the list. Breaking this down is tricky. This
keeps building, too.
And you had mentioned gossip, Hollywood. This is now all over the world, Victoria, yep. as you realize. And it is building, and it's probably the most interesting from a standpoint of conversation topic on our survey. At number 5, the GOP tax reform bill, which is probably the most important discussion. Clinton's DNC takeover at number 4, that brewing brouhaha. The Uranium One deal at number 3. The New York City terror attack. On top of everything, we had another terror attack in New York. It'll be interesting to get your take on that, Victoria. And Trump's response. And number 1, will news ever stop? The Mueller investigation and indictments. People on the survey, real quick. Kim Jong-un at number 10. The now infamous Kevin Spacey at number 9. What's happening to him? At number 8, Paul Ryan. 7, Jeff Sessions. Donna Brazile and Bernie Sanders at 6. Hillary and Barack at 5. John Kelly at 4. Number 3, Paul Manafort, Rick Gates, and George Papadopoulos. And Robert Mueller at 2. Donald Trump at 1. Oh my gosh, what a parade.
What a week. What a week for the American people, right? I mean, we've got something for everybody on this list. And we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we will dive into these topics and the people of interest in the news. It is 13 past the hour. It's the Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
It's the Countdown Show. It's almost 15 past the hour. I'm Victoria Keelan. We have Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine joining us today. And we also have Joe Crummy, the mastermind and host of Evil Thoughts, the podcast that you can download wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And so we are going through the top 10 stories of the week as per Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the publisher of Talkers. And so you guys do lots of research to figure out what the major stories stories were this week. This week had lots of variety, lots of intrigue, lots of controversy. This was a good news week. At number 10 was the World Series, of course, devastating to L.A. Dodger fans, but a total triumph for the city of Houston and the Houston Astros. Congratulations to them. The NFL ratings continues to be in the headlines as well. The interesting thing, one of the funny things I thought about this story this week was, did you guys hear about Papa John's and their connection to the NFL ratings?
All I've heard was, and I may be off base on this, was that Papa John's says that their sales are down as well. Is that what you're referring to?
It is, and their Papa John's had they had their, I guess, quarterly investor call. It did not go well. Their stock dropped by 11%, and the CEO, I believe his name's John Schnatter, he full on blames Roger Goodell for the decline in Papa John's pizza sales. Papa John's is the number one brand associated with the NFL besides Pepsi, and so he took a shot right at Roger Goodell. The funny thing, though, was that he says, this is one CEO criticizing another CEO, that leadership starts from the top. And so he's blaming, a CEO is blaming another CEO for a lack of leadership, and yet he's not taking any responsibility for his own decline in sales. So I thought,
well, you know,
that was kind of interesting.
I don't know what's changed in the world of.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say what's changed in the world of pizza. I mean, does he make them differently than they did last year? I'm just saying that the ratings I read this morning, they're down 7% on the NFL, and they're looking at, I think they do about $3.5 billion in ad revenue every single year, and so they're down. And with the article I was reading this morning, I think it was in Bloomberg, was that they're out of excuses. That was the angle. It used to be it was the hurricane. Oh, it was evil Trump last year in the election. It was the kneeling controversy. And now they're saying, now you're out of excuses. You're down 7%. You got no reason besides people just aren't tuning in.
People aren't tuning in, and people have cut the cord with cable. And that's another thing that they haven't really, that's a big decline in the ratings as well. And now a lot of people watch Thursday Night Football is on Amazon Prime. You can also see it on Twitter. We cut the cord in our house, so we have PlayStation View. And so we have the NFL Network on PlayStation. So it's not being counted in the traditional ratings, and the NFL has not kept up with that technology, I don't think.
Good point.
You know what I saw, you guys, on the World Series, and I don't know anything about this yet, but didn't you see the ads of the World Series for, it was YouTube TV, which I understand YouTube is TV. I don't know exactly what it is, but they're somehow partnering with MLB at the same time. And the ads were, you can watch anything you want whenever, and I thought, this is going to be interesting. I haven't researched it, but it was all over the World Series that somehow YouTube is now going to be providing some kind of programming from TV, and I don't know what it is yet, but it was interesting to me to see it.
One of the things that YouTube does during major events now is if you go to YouTube and you write in the name of the event, you'll find that there's a YouTube click that will either be covering a convention or covering a debate or covering a major sports event. What the legal connections of all that are, I'm not sure, you know, but I do know that TV is bleeding all over the place into one platform into another, and the entire paradigm of television is indeed changing, and we're in the middle of that evolution. It's happening quickly. I'd say within 2 or 3 years, it'll be a whole different thing. In the day of the local television station and the local cable company and bundling and all of that stuff will be over. Right now, it's just a crazy evolution. It's the Wild West of television.
That's a great way to put it. It absolutely is.
Yeah.
Right, you can get anything you want. When I do the podcast every day, I'm looking for live stuff, and I go to YouTube, and they're streaming a lot of stuff live these days. The only thing I would say is I wouldn't worry too much about revenue, because more and more, as I use the web, I hang out on the web every single day, all day long, and there's more ads on than ever before. So people are going to make money. It's just that it's going to change.
Yeah, there's no question. As a matter of fact, one of the problems with the internet is you have more advertising there than you used to have on regular television. Every time, isn't it frustrating when you want to watch a news story? You have to see the same advertisement over and over for every angle of it. I do want to mention one thing in favor of the NFL. Their ratings have not gone down as much as most of the television around them. So there's a lot more to this story.
That is true.
But I think we're coming up on a break.
Yes, we are. It's the Countdown Show, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. We will be taking you through the top 10 stories of the week as researched by Talkers, and we will be right back with more.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour, it's the Countdown Show. I'm Victoria Keelan. I'm joined by Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, who supplies us with the top 10 list of the most talked about stories, according to Talkers this week. Also joining us is Joe Crummy, the host of Evil Thoughts, a podcast that you can download wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And I'm sure Joe's Evil Thoughts will be quickly become one of your new favorites as well. Welcome, guys. So we're making our way through the list. At number 9 on the list, Iran missile threats. Probably not a whole lot we can add to that. Number 8 is positive economic news. Seems to be good news all around. No complaints there. Number 7 is the North Korean nuke program. This is kind of interest because of two things happening. President Trump will be in South Korea on Tuesday, and also I believe they lit the Olympic torch for the Seoul Games, the Winter Olympics, and a lot of people on Twitter have been wondering, with all this nuclear threats, will the Olympics actually stay in Seoul, or will they move them sort of at the last minute? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll jump in. The Seoul is in a very bad strategic spot when it comes to this whole North and South Korea problem.
Right.
Seoul is one of the most vulnerable places in the world, nuclear or not. There are many, many, many missiles aimed at Seoul. And there's no question, based on at least what he's saying, that Kim Jong-un would immediately go after them. And Joe, you certainly know, being on talk radio all these years, that any Olympics is a target for problems.
They have been. Yeah, and they have been over the years. I think, though, I was listening to you guys talk about this. I did not even know this, but I'm thinking if he were to do something stupid in terms of an all-out attack, I can't believe he would be that stupid.
You know, this gets down to the whole thing. Is he a madman or not? I don't think he's a madman. And I don't think that he would do anything. And to your question of Victoria, would they change the venue? Logistically, I don't know how you would do that.
It would be very difficult.
Point. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, Michael. What do you think he'd be stupid enough to pull anything like that? I don't. Even though he did accuse us of trying to start another nuclear war, I believe it was yesterday. I think I saw that this morning. Kim Jong-un had said that yesterday. But I would say to you, what's new with that? We get that every day.
Yeah, what I find fascinating about this is how the story goes from being a crisis to being back page news, you know, the pendulum swings from Monday to,
right.
Monday to Friday.
Right, it's either going to be Armageddon today, tomorrow, not so much.
Right, and that makes me question the reality of reality. I sometimes get the feeling, and I think that the North Korea story is a great indicator of it, that there's a big disconnect between the headlines that the American public is fed and talks about and what's really happening behind the scenes in terms of importance. And
I think that's a great point.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, as somebody involved in the making of charts, charting the what we're talking about, I often have to think about that. You know, well,
are we being played? Right? Is this a bunch of PR? How excited should we get?
And I do think we are being played. I think that we live in an incredibly disingenuous era where the institutions that we count on as being the framework and the, you know, the bulwark of reality.
You haven't even gotten to the Clintons yet. Listen to you now.
We think really quick, before we go to a break, do we think that President Trump visiting Seoul is a good thing, or do we think that that's antagonistic? What are our quick thoughts on that with 30 seconds?
I unfortunately lost part of your question, and we only have 30 seconds.
I think it is good, and I do think it's antagonistic. How about that?
All right. Well, Joe Crummy, big fan of the president, so there you go. I don't know. We'll see how this shakes out, but it's 28 past the hour in the count.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150 P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 past the hour, it's the Countdown Show. I'm Victoria Keelan, and my guests today are Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine. And we get all of our information, our top 10 stories of the week and top 10 people of the week come from Talkers, courtesy of Michael. We also have Joe Crummy, who is the host of the podcast Evil Thoughts. That is a daily podcast that you... I know, he wants me to say it in a more evil way. Evil Thoughts. You can find his podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and that is a daily show. So we are working our way through the top 10. We'll do a quick recap. Number 10 was the World Series / NFL ratings. Number 9, the Iran missile threats. Number 8, positive economic news. Who doesn't love that? Number 7, North Korea's nuke program and the potential ramifications it will have on the Seoul Winter Games. President Trump will also be there as part of his Asia tour starting on Tuesday. And number 6 is probably, could be, as Michael Harrison said earlier in the show, could be higher up on the list. It is certainly the most buzzed about topic. Number 6 is sexual assault cases. I feel like we can just say go. There's so much to say with this one.
Yeah, it's growing. It's no longer just show business. It's no longer just one side of the political spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even men versus women. This whole Kevin Spacey thing is
right.
Is fascinating. And I think that it. I mean, I I'm very hesitant to say that anything marks a watershed, a milestone, because news changes so fast. You know, it's possible with the way things go that next week no one will be talking about it anymore because there'll be something else. But I have the feeling that this is the culmination of many, many decades of, you know, this earthquake building, and now boom, in terms of relationships between men and women, between employers and employees, between the powerful and the powerless, in terms of using sex, money, and power for just that power. It's a revelation, and it's not surprising on one hand, but it is on another. I mean, Victoria, do you find it surprising?
Not really. No, I think anybody, any woman in a lot of different fields, we've all experienced some form of sexual harassment. I was surprised at how big the Harvey Weinstein story got. I mean, it's, what are we at, 200 women or something now? I mean, I was surprised at the scope of that story. That did create this avalanche, though, of all these other, Brett Ratner, the director, he's now severed tie, or Warner Brothers has severed ties with him. It just, the stories keep coming out. There's more and more. Danny Masterson, who was an actor on That 70s Show, he has 4 different rape allegations against him that have actually been sitting with the LAPD for several years, and the fact that he's a Scientologist is now coming to the forefront. Scientology may be helping him get away with these crimes. It's just, it's on every level. Then you hear all these employees who at NPR who are so upset with the way that the CEO of NPR handled a lot of sexual harassment claims. It's like you said, Michael, it's not just Hollywood. This is every industry has these stories, and I think it's a great thing that this is coming to the forefront. This is on everyone's mind. It's certainly been in every conversation this week that I've had. This, you can't get away from it.
Joe, what do you think?
I wonder whether there's ultimately going to be a downside to this, too. I you know, first of all, agree with everything Victoria just said, but I wonder whether or not there's going to be a downside. If you're a powerful man, you know, they say that you'd never get in an elevator alone with anybody, any woman. And I wonder whether or not there's going to be a downside to this for women in the workplace, as good as it's going to be, or even young men. I mean, the whole Spacey thing, I haven't even heard a woman come forward yet and accuse him of anything. It's all actors, men. You wonder what it's going to do in the workplace with men and women occupying the same space at the same time. And there's always going to be an imbalance in power because that's just the way it's set up. There's people at the top and people not so at the top, and there's going to be attractive people every step along the way. And you wonder where that's going to go for women, and whether men are going to want, if they're the ones running the show, you know, want women around, because it's going to be a liability, and they're going to be saying, you know what, I can't go have drinks with you because it's too much of a risk for me. I can't do that. So we're going to go socialize, and we'll see you guys later. I'm wondering where this is going to go in the future.
I think that's a valid concern. However, I do think that that there is a great boundary between men that do this and men that do not. And I don't see women all running around suddenly going, ha ha, as a chance to make some money. Because I think the ones that are the opportunists will be quite evident. I find that most men and most powerful men are not that way, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. And that most women realize that. So
That's true. I think most women do realize that, yep.
Yeah, and in fact, you could answer that because you're a woman, and you work in the media. You could tell the good guys from the bad guys, can't you?
It's not always easy to tell, but yes, I mean, there are certainly men that I've worked with and for who acted honorably towards me, and then you hear stories later on where, you know, a different girl had a different story, so you don't always know. It's not always easy to spot the bad actors, but, you know, it's the other part of this is the men who knew about this, and this is part of the most disappointing aspect of these stories for me. There were a lot of men who weren't doing anything wrong, but they knew who was, and they didn't say anything. And they stayed in their own lane, and they ignored the situation. They looked the other way. Olivia Munn, who accused Brett Ratner of some pretty hard things, she was friends with a man who worked on the set. That's why she was there that day when this incident happened. And she ran to him right away and told him what happened, and he said, oh, sorry about that. He knew. I mean, he knew what was going on. He knew the stories.
But didn't everybody know? You know, I was thinking about the case of Seth MacFarlane, who's made jokes about Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey over the last decade or so. So, I mean, here's the thing. And in a way, everybody knew, and even we knew. I mean, if you're watching the Academy Awards, he comes out and he says, oh, wow, you won an Academy Award. I guess you don't have to sleep with Harvey Weinstein anymore. I didn't. Nobody did. We all knew it, and nobody said anything.
That's a good point. And one of the things is, and you have to look at it in cultural context, how many things are going on right now in each and every one of our lives that we know are injustices, that we know are wrong, that we know are unfair, that in a different time, a different place, everybody could say, well, why didn't you say something, Joe? Victoria, why didn't you say something? And you because it's not of the times. This goes on all the time. I mean, they used to make a joke about the casting couch in different cultures. What I find interesting is Donald Trump's role in all of this, because, boy, it just seems that he's ripe for this. He's already been accused by many women. His base doesn't seem to care. But how will that play out should the winds of politics change and suddenly Trump no longer be impervious to this type of criticism?
I'm a Trump guy, and I'm waiting for there was talk about this before the election. I haven't heard anything since then. Now, so he's either tamped it down with tons of dollars, or else there was really nothing there. I mean, I'm waiting.
There have
You're
been
right.
a lot of settlements, though. I mean, there probably have been. Yeah. So, and I think he made a rush to tie up those loose ends before he was inaugurated. So, I mean, I'm in New York City, and there were several women here who had actual legal cases against him. He was supposed to testify in court. That seemed to have gone away. So there's some smoke there, too. But I don't know. Like Michael said, his base doesn't seem to care that he's had at least 7 or 8 women make the same claims against him that have been claimed against Harvey Weinstein, Brett Ratner, all these bad actors. So I don't know. I guess to me as a woman, that's very disappointing that we will allow that in the highest office in the land. But, you know.
Well, we have so far. The question, the book of Trump has yet to be written. We are still in the first year of his presidency, and with so many things swirling around. I mean, for example, let's go down the chart to number 8, positive economic news. What the heck does that mean?
Unemployment's
in today's
down.
World? Yeah, but we all know that the statistics are distorted. We know that the employment and unemployment statistics are distorted. We know that some people give up looking for jobs. We know that pay scales are lower. We know that the middle class is getting poorer. We know that the wealth gap is getting greater. And a lot of people ask me, and this is just in regular conversation, how come that if the stock market is doing so well, it doesn't seem to be affecting me? I said, well, do you own stocks? And most people don't
most
own
people
stocks.
Don't. They don't play the stock market.
We're basically talking about the Dow industrial averages. We're talking about a very, very small slice that is of the economic world that's thrown out there through distorted government and private statistics, and we suddenly think the economy is okay, when in fact it isn't okay.
It is true. It's all a facade. We have to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to address the NYC terror attack, which, of course, is number 2 on the list this week. It's also probably number 1 for New Yorkers. But as soon as we get back, we will talk about that. It's 44 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night, night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you believe you are what you eat, then consider the link between food and your health. Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, it may not be possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food alone. Dr. Catherine Sharif.
Case in point. Every human has a basic nutritional need for omega-3 fatty acids, but the body can't create them on its own. Known to help reduce the risk of coronary heart disease and support brain, joint, and eye health, omega-3s are found in fatty fish such as salmon, sardines, and mackerel. But the reality is most people aren't consuming enough through diet alone.
Even those who choose to get their O3 through supplements may be confused about what to look for. That's something the Global Nutrition and Health Alliance, GNHA, is working to change by educating consumers and healthcare professionals alike about optimal nutrition and the use of vitamins, minerals, and supplements. For more info, go to globalnutritionhealth.org.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
A Wisconsin hardware store owner could no longer stay in business, so he sold his building, liquidated his inventory, and closed up shop. Then he got a $510 fine for not having a permit to go out of business. Regulation fees and permits make it difficult enough to stay in business. But in Milwaukee, Boston, Albany, and hundreds of other cities, you also need a permit to close your business. They require an itemized inventory of all equipment and supplies every day the business is selling anything, along with a percentage of the revenue as a fee. A look through the lens of liberty reveals no legitimate reason for what one writer calls the sayonara tax. Businesses fail for various reasons, but do they really need government to drive the last nail in the coffin?
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
46 past the hour, it's the Countdown Show. I'm Victoria Keelan, and I'm joined by Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Joe Crummy, the host of Evil Thoughts, the podcast. We are making our way through the top 10 stories of the week, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, and we're jumping up to number 2, which is the New York City terror attack. Michael, you strike me as a New Yorker, even though you're in Massachusetts. I am in New York City. What's the outside of New York City take on this whole terror situation?
Well, first of all, I am indeed a New Yorker. And
I can smell another New Yorker.
Isn't that amazing? And the outside New York take from what I see is that it's an American attack. Mm-hmm. I don't see the New York aspect of it playing a major role in terms of, well, that's happening in New York, you know. Mm-hmm. I think most Americans see this as another attack. As a matter of fact, I'm starting to feel that way about the whole world. I don't think people say, well, out of sight, out of mind, far away. I think this is of great concern. What I personally find is how we categorize things as terror or criminal or a crazy person or a lone terrorist or a group of terrorists or how long it's been planned. Is anybody else in on it? I find that whole aspect of the way, and again, this is the media coverage, I find that to be confusing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I guess the real question here is, you're on the streets of New York. What's the feeling there about security, and what are New Yorkers saying?
You know, I think being New Yorkers, as soon as this happened, I was at home in my apartment. I live on the Upper West Side, and I got the news alert on my phone that this had happened down on the Lower West Side along the Hudson River. And just to give some people some geography, along the Hudson River is a beautiful bike path, and it is very, very busy. We've had a lot of nice weather lately. People are on their city bikes, their rentals, lots and lots of tourists, more so tourists than actual New Yorkers, which was surprising that this person chose. He didn't even get, I mean, if he was aiming for New Yorkers or American citizens, he missed. He got 5 or 6 people from Argentina, someone from Belgium. I mean, it was, you know, it was not that well planned, even though he said it took a year. So, but just in general, New Yorkers' attitudes, I think that we have a fairly strong trust in the NYPD. I think that on a daily level, sort of basis, we feel very safe in New York. I always feel safe in New York. And then that night was the Halloween parade, which was one of the most fun and joyous nights of New York City living. Went off without a hitch. The NYPD had already blocked off all those intersections to prevent something like this happening, which is why this person says later on he rerouted his attack because he knew he couldn't get to the parade. So it's, you know, it's one of those things. You just have to be, I tell all of my friends all the time, get off your cell phones when you're crossing the street, when you're out in public, look up, be aware, because everyone's a smartphone zombie now, and if you don't see a truck coming 20 city blocks at you down the wrong way of a bike path, there's probably something that you're doing that's not being very vigilant. So I think overall the tone, though, is defiance. New Yorkers will not be silenced by this.
You're very right about be aware. I mean, anybody, it's not just the cell phone zombies. I mean, it is a fact of life that when you're out there in the public, especially in a big urban, you know, center where there's so many strangers, mm-hmm. transients,
yep.
potential chaos, one should be extremely alert. And I find mm-hmm. people are amazingly unalert.
Yep.
Remember, somebody could just grab your you know, your handbag or steal your wallet or, you know, hit you over the head for no reason because they're freaked out on drugs.
Right.
There's so many dangers. The more people, the more dangerous.
That is very well said. Thank you so much to Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine and Joe Crummy from Evil Thoughts, the podcast. I'm Victoria Akeel, and it's 50 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 minutes past the hour, DJV Showtime, and that means it is the time for Tech Talk. Victoria Keelan is our technical guru, our goddess, if you will. And at the end of the week, we always review the top five biggest stories in tech news. You can follow our hashtag Tech Talk. Let's start at number five, Victoria. Google having those smartphone display problems. It's true. Google, their Pixel 2 XL smartphone doesn't get... It's been advertised a lot. If you watch TV, you will see a lot of ads, but it doesn't really get the attention that a Samsung or an Android, you know, another Android or an iPhone gets. However, it usually gets very good reviews from the techie world. People do like the Google phone. They think it's very intuitive and really well designed. However, they did find a bit of a problem with the latest version of the Pixel 2 XL. They're having some issues with ghosting on their screens, which means it's an OLED screen, which is on par with what the new iPhones are. But the problem is, when you navigate away from a certain app or a certain screen, you're still seeing a ghosted image of the screen that was just prior. And that's a big problem. Yeah, I mean, initially when, like, you know, LCD and LED TVs came out, there were some ghosting issues at the time, which has all been fixed now in that technology, but apparently this has not been fixed yet. So Google got a lot of complaints. I mean, techie people love these phones, and they're the first ones to complain about it. So Google says that the display is exactly the way they designed it. However, they understand that there are some real complaints here, so they're attempting software updates, and they're offering consumers a 2-year warranty instead of the traditional 1-year warranty. So if you have a Google smartphone that a Pixel 2 XL that's had this issue, take it back to the store, and they should probably just recalibrate your warranty on a new phone.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing that they're offering there. All right, a controversial problem in the world of tech. At number 4, Google's burger emoji sparks a hot online debate.
And the funny thing is, Jen, you and I were even talking about this off the air. This story was a big story.
Crazy.
This was covered by, like, Fox and Friends, I think, or Fox.
Well, they
TV.
Were trying to avoid Paul Manafort indictments, you know.
Yeah, right. I get it. They needed to dig deep. But it's so funny because this really caused a lot of controversy. What happened was Google and Apple each have their own version of all of the emojis. That's why when you look at an Android hamburger versus an iPhone hamburger, they do look different. So there's different technology, same idea. So Google's version of the hamburger emoji apparently came under fire because Twitter users were very quick to weigh in that the order of the burger toppings was wrong. Google's cheese is wrong, apparently. Apple's lettuce is wrong. Some people didn't, you know, they went after the iPhone as well. From the bottom up, it's supposed to be the bun, then the burger, then cheese, and then lettuce and tomato and the top bun. For whatever reason, Google's cheese was underneath the burger. And I don't think that actually exists anywhere in a fast food restaurant, right? Where the cheese is underneath the burger. So I guess this is what their beef was, no pun intended, with the burger emoji. And so now the CEO of Google issued a very funny tweet saying he would literally, quote unquote, drop everything to address the debate as long as folks can agree on the correct way to do the burger emoji. So I'm sure they'll eventually do an update and change it.
In the essence of time, although the burger debate is a hot one, we'll move on to number 3. A Seattle woman's identity was stolen 15 times.
15 times. A woman named Katie Van Fleet came forward this week. She wants to share her experience after the Equifax breach. And basically, the bottom line is people opened a ton of cards in her name. It's going to be very difficult for her. She had to freeze all of her credit reports, which is what we've been advising from day one. TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax, freeze all of your credit reports. It's the safest thing to do.
Some new emojis that come along with that operating system update 11 from Apple, right?
Yep, iOS 11.1 is out from Apple, and 70 new emojis are there, so you can go and complain about how they look now, too.
All right, and at number 1, the top story of the week in Tech Talk, Twitter, Google, and Facebook testifying in D.C.
That's right. Lots of ads that they showed the committee in terms of what American consumers saw that were purchased by Russian-backed agencies. 126 million Americans apparently saw these ads. The biggest controversy, though, is that the Senate Judiciary Committee was very upset that none of the CEOs of these companies showed up. It was only their general counsel. So, wah-wah, we'll see.
Smells a little funny. Mm-hmm. All right, great job. That's the top 5 tech stories of the week. Follow the hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Tech Talk. At 59 minutes past the hour, it's the DJV show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.